This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Fighting raged at Myanmar's eastern frontier with Thailand on Saturday, witnesses, media, and Thailand's government said, forcing about 200 civilians to flee as rebels pressed to flush out junta troops holed up for days at a bridge border crossing. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Resistance fighters and ethnic minority rebels seized the key trading town of Miyawadi on the Myanmar side of the frontier on April 11th. It was a big blow to a well-equipped military that is struggling to govern and is now facing a critical test of its battlefield credibility. Thai Prime Minister Setta Thawisin said he was monitoring the unrest and Thailand was ready to provide humanitarian assistance if necessary. Myanmar's military took control in 2021 from an elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains in detention. The country is locked in a civil war between the military on one side and on the other, a loose alliance of established ethnic minority armies and a resistance movement born out of the junta's bloody crackdown on anti-coup protests.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. The Senate would still need to approve the measure in the coming days. Speaker Mike Johnson has put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support every step of the process. The four bills to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific allies, and a measure dealing with TikTok were all overwhelmingly approved. President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is beefing up protection for LGBTQ students and sexual assault victims on school campuses. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the rules make it crystal clear no one should face bullying or discrimination just because of who they are or who they love. It protects the rights of LGBTQ plus students, but it does not address the controversial issue of transgender athletes competing. Some think that's intentional to avoid raising the ire of critics during an election year. The rules also provide a wider definition of sexual harassment and change past regulations on sexual assaults on campuses to ensure schools respond properly to complaints and that victims are protected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Nigerian chess champion and child education advocate has played chess nonstop for 58 hours. It's been more than 2 days since Tunde Onakoya launched an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. Onakoya started the attempt Wednesday in New York City's Times Square and aims to use it to raise $1 million to fund education for vulnerable children across Africa. He said the event is, quote, for the dreams of millions of children across Africa without access to education. He crossed the 58-hour mark at about 2:30 a.m., surpassing the current chess marathon record of 56 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds. A man who doused himself in an accelerant and set himself on fire outside the courthouse where former President Donald Trump is on trial has died. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The New York City Police Department said early Saturday that the man was declared dead by staff at an area hospital. Officials and witnesses say the man was in Collect Pond Park around 1:30 Friday afternoon when he took out pamphlets espousing conspiracy theories, tossed them around, then doused himself in an accelerant and set himself on fire. A large number of police officers were nearby when it happened. Some officers and bystanders rushed to aid the man, who was hospitalized in critical condition. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Assembly of the world's largest digital astronomy camera is now complete and ready to ship to its new home atop the Simoni Survey Telescope at the Vera C. Rubin Observatory in Chile. Engineers and scientists at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory and in Menlo Park, California, assembled the 3,200-megapixel camera, which weighs approximately 3,000 kilograms. Once installed, the Legacy Survey of Space and Time camera will be capable of producing approximately 1,000 images and 15 to 20 terabytes of data a night, as scientists use it to study dark energy, dark matter, the distribution of galaxies, and more. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
It's Only the Voice of America.